This program is a paid commercial announcement from Jacob Media Partners and does not reflect the views of WPHT or its management.
Welcome to Your Valuable Home, the show that's about education for homeowners and residential real estate investors, because educated buyers make smart choices on home purchases and improvements. I'm contractor Kevin Kennedy, host of Your Valuable Home.
Hi, and I'm Ron Milk, producer, co-host, and homeowner advocate. If you're a homeowner or have investment real estate, we've got your back.
You'll learn how to choose a contractor, get and compare estimates, check quality construction, and avoid huge upfront payments. We'll share home improvement trends, projects in the works, and homeowner horror stories.
We interview experts from across the country about everything from new building products, homeowners insurance, leveraging home equity, what's hot in real estate, which products make for an unhealthy home, and more.
Your Value of Home airs Sundays at 6 p.m. thanks to Tom Adams Windows and Carpets, with four locations in Churchville, Southampton and Doylestown, and Whitehall in the Lehigh Valley.
Tom Adams is the friendly, family-owned place known for award-winning installation and customer service and a wide selection of windows, doors, flooring, siding, and much more. Tom Adams has been satisfying customers throughout the region for 64 years. Okay, Kev, what time is it?
Time to start the show.
You got it.
WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia.
A radio.com station. Now, from the Malamud and Associates Law Studios.
Welcome home to Your Valuable Home with Kevin Kennedy and Ron Milk. Presented by Tom Adams Windows and Carpets. If you own a home, this show's for you.
And I want to thank our audience for coming back here to Your Valuable Home on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Welcome back, everybody.
Hey, Ron, now it's time for the replay.
Okay, and what do we got? What do we got today?
This is a good one. We're halfway through a project, and we were talking about a kitchen. So we had Polly on the air a few weeks ago start prepping about what we're going to be doing, what she went through, how the ordering process worked, what she's doing to get ready. And now we have her back on to talk about how far we are and if the job's running smoothly or not. So, Polly, thanks for coming to Your Valuable Home
again. Welcome back to the show, Polly.
Thank you very much.
So I know the smell of primer has got to be floating through the house right now.
Oh, it sure is.
So to give people an idea of where we're going to be at is that we started the kitchen about 2 weeks ago. Demoed it, put the new window and door in, had to put new structural in to accommodate that. That's installed.
So there was structural work in the kitchen?
There was a little bit of structural work, yeah. Okay. We had to get it inspected. Okay. Electrical was moved, plumbing, all that stuff. We got it to drywall, all the inspections passed with flying colors, and now we are at my favorite part, painting. It's a little bit boring, but at least...
Do you like painting?
For about a day or two.
I could take it for about maybe 20 to 30 seconds. That's about it. I get bored with it.
Well, good news, Polly said she's actually going to help me tomorrow start to paint.
Yeah, you wish.
Is that true?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, she told me the story about her painting. And how did it work out again, Polly?
I'm no longer allowed to paint anything, ever.
So it didn't work out.
It didn't work out. Okay. So I'm going to be one doing the painting. We're going to start that tomorrow. We're going to start cabinets very soon. And we are right on schedule, as promised, to get her done to where the schedule is. So, and this is what I tell everybody, is to make sure when you get that schedule from the contractor, they hold to it. So, Polly, let's talk about it. Have we held to the schedule? Are we doing what we're supposed to be doing? Are we clean? How's it working out?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, everything you said you'd be doing is getting done. The communication is definitely there of making sure that the parties who are responsible for appliances, cabinets, and stuff like that are always there, as well as taking into consideration kind of our personal life. And, you know, we've already talked about we already have to do our dishes and, you know, kind of all of our stuff in the laundry room, which we're going to lose hopefully for a short amount of time. So working out key things like that is on target, and, you know, not extending it longer than it needs to be is working out just fine for us.
So what do you guys have left to do? What do you have left to do?
Cabinets.
Cabinets?
Cabinets are going to go in a couple of days. Okay. We're finished rough painting, and then the flooring's going to go in, and then put the puzzle together. It's that easy.
Is flooring, is it Cortec by any chance?
Cortec flooring. Yes, you get Cortec everywhere.
Yeah, you're going to love that, Polly.
Yeah, it looks very nice, and hopefully it's as durable as everyone says it is.
It is pretty durable, and if it gets wet, if for any reason it gets saturated, just pick it up, dry it out, and put it back down again.
You just have to wipe it up. That's the nice part.
Yeah, it's great stuff. It really is great stuff.
So I did pick up the paint this morning, so she went with a nice blue color. So let's go back and talk about the colors that you had chose for the flooring, cabinets, countertops. We can kind of get a gist and walk us through what you're doing.
Sure. So we had sat down with Kathy at Ware Rungs, and we had picked out the cabinets, which are an icy avalanche. So we wanted to go kind of off-whitish, and these are almost like off-white grayish cabinets. The countertop is a very nice marble with almost like a dark blue, some silver and some white in it. And then the island itself is actually, the cabinets are going to be a dark blue to kind of stand out.
Yeah, that a lot of people do that, do contrasting colors in the island. What style of cabinets? Are they like shaker or what?
I believe they're shaker.
Just straight
Merrimack.
Line?
Yeah, they don't have too much to them. Because we have young kids and I didn't want a whole lot of stuff. But yeah, I'm pretty sure they're shaker doors.
Yeah, that's a nice look. It's a nice, clean look. You know, shaker
is timeless.
It's timeless. Timeless.
Yeah. Well, the color, because when I was picking the color up, I didn't know the color. Again, I don't even know the color of the cabinets. The plans that I get from Kathy, all I look at is the boxes. So these boxes are going to say, hey, these are the numbers I need to put in, and I just install. I don't see the color. I don't need to see all that. So it... For me to see the puzzle get put together color wise, it's pretty neat. I didn't have any input. She gave me all the colors, the paint color I picked, and I knew it was somewhere in the grayish family because it's blue color. It was River Cold River, I think you chose.
That's correct.
Cold River.
Cold River. Okay. Yeah, when I called them up, I called the paint store, but I say, listen, I need a...
What's the paint?
Well, I'm using Benjamin Moore Ora on the walls.
Oh yeah,
yeah, the premium top of the line.
Absolutely,
paint.
We just had them on a show a little bit ago, and they're coming back again pretty soon too. They love that paint. My Benjamin Moore colors have been in my house for going on 18 years now,
and it shows.
Yeah, no,
it shows.
No, it doesn't.
Look, the durability is great. The colors. See, I like the colors. I want them to change. I like the colors to change every couple of years. I mean, here's how bad it is. I like the smell of paint. So, our paint a wall again, just to have that fresh smell of paint.
Sounds fantastic to me.
But one thing nice about the Aura paint is it's extremely durable. And if you have young kids and they're running along the wall with some ice cream, and you can just wipe it right off.
Okay.
You like that idea, Polly?
You like the smell of paint.
Okay. Definitely. Half my walls are covered in handprints now. So.
Yeah, it does make it a lot easier when you go with the premium products because you're going to get a lot more durability out of it. So you look at the cost, wow, $70 a gallon, it's a lot of money. You can go to another department store, get $30 gallon paint.
Yeah, but it makes a difference.
It will definitely make a huge difference.
Because
you're going to get longevity out of it. Everything's about... If you're going to spend something, what's the value of doing that product? Well, if you're spending it, you're going to get a lifetime out of this. I mean, you can probably get about 15, 20 years without any problems. But again, washability. No paints technically are washable. You can't put a power washer on them, but they can clean up so much better when you buy a better product.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I've washed stains off my walls already, and you can't even tell. It's just Benjamin Moore paint to me is primo. It really is.
Yeah, I don't like to mess around with the less expensive stuff because it... Pile, how many times do you plan on doing this kitchen?
Oh, this is hopefully it. We might touch it up in 30 years before we sell it, but...
And that's why we're doing it this way.
But the good news is that Kevin's going to be done now. It's almost like a Christmas present for the holidays, right?
Yes, it is. Yeah. I already have my ugly sweater gingerbread house making. Come look at my beautiful house party the weekend after they finish.
We'll be done by Thanksgiving?
Yeah, pretty close.
Okay.
Yeah, everything's working into play. We're just really trying to push things up because she's having a party, the ugly sweater party, and we want to make sure that we're done. So I kind of pulled some strings, and I got the countertop people to move up their time so they can install it. And the next day, I have both the plumber and appliance place kind of on top of each other to get everything moving. So think about this. If we are done a kitchen and... We get done on a Friday. You're having a party on Saturday. You still have to move back in.
You got
to
get
the whole
life's
turned around.
Yeah.
So that's why we're trying to get done a little bit early, especially with the cabinets. We're going to get them cleaned out probably within a week or so. Once the electrician comes in, we put all the task lighting in so she can start moving and getting her life back. That's the whole key. It's not getting done quickly. It's getting done and then getting their life back.
Yeah, of course, of course.
So I mean, they've been living, you said, out of the laundry sink for the past 2 weeks now.
Sounds like it's going to be gorgeous. You psyched up, Polly?
Very.
Okay, good.
Yeah, when you look at it, and we talked about this before, I mean, knock on wood, we're holding to our schedule. Start to finish, 4 weeks, we're done moving the walls, moving all the electric plumbing inspections. We're looking like we're going to hold to that. So everything should be working out. It's been working out fine now. But Polly, could you imagine this when you hear these horror stories about contractors taking 8, 10, 12 weeks on the same similar job?
Yeah, no, I would have probably said no.
Or longer. I mean, we've done horror stories where, you know, it's taken months and months and months.
Well, the norm is about 12 weeks.
I don't know how people deal with that.
Yeah, and probably, as I said, no matter how clean we are, no matter how fast we are, the workmanship, everything we're doing, it's 2 weeks into the job. We're holding to schedule. It's starting to disrupt your life a little bit, isn't it? It's cumbersome.
It has moments. Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't. I know that this is only taking, you know, the amount of time it's taking. So that's always kind of a light at the end of the tunnel. I think if this went any longer than that, then I'd probably be a little more like, oh, dear Lord, this needs to end.
Yes. And that's what a lot of people do. So once the cabinets are coming tomorrow, we're going to start pulling them out of the box, installing them on the next day, which is fine. But once we get those cabinets in, everything's going pretty smooth with it. That's the last of it for us. We're going to be moving right along. Everything's going to be done. But I just want to get you operational as quick as possible. That's the whole thing. And then one thing we are doing with the laundry area is that we're going to work a little bit late one of the days because she has young kids. And with this, we can't take out the laundry room for a week or 2 weeks. We've got to be able to pull it out, get the flooring in. Tom Adams is coming to do the flooring and then put that laundry back together as quick as possible. So it makes it a little bit easier. So we are almost done. So
awesome.
Yes, you're listening to Your Valuable Home on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. And stick with us. We got a doozy of a horror story coming up.
Tonight's edition of Your Valuable Home is brought to you by Tom Adams Windows and Carpets. Tom Adams Windows and Carpets is having a winter sale on all windows, doors, siding, carpet, hardwood, ceramic, and waterproof flooring. Choose from Provia Windows and Doors, Mohawk Carpet, and waterproof flooring such as Solitech, Revwood, and Pergo Extreme Flooring. You'll save, and get this, no deposit, 3-year financing's available on eligible orders. Get all the details at TomAdamsWC.com. No deposit, 3-year financing, but hurry, the sale ends December 30th. TomAdamsWC.com.
This is Joe Krause of Krause's Coats inviting you to donate a slightly worn coat or jacket and help kids in need stay warm this winter. Go to Krause's Coats Facebook page. Join Hair Cuttery Helping Cradles to Crayons. Meet their need of 12,000 kids' coats. Happy holidays.
Looking for a home improvement contractor? Look at experience. We've got 30 years under the same name. Very unusual in this business. Look at their strengths. We excel at indoor projects like kitchens and baths, outdoor projects like siding, windows, and doors, even entire additions. We've introduced products for national manufacturers and won awards for our work. Look at who does the work. With VSP, the owner and the foreman of 23 years are always part of the team. Look for fair terms. VSP asks for no more money down than the law allows in this area. Our pricing is never the lowest and usually not the highest. We deliver great value for the money. Looking for a home improvement contractor who will produce what they promise? Look to VSP Home Remodeling. Call Kevin Kennedy at 215-364-3286 or email him at vsphome@verizon.net.
Now back to Your Valuable Home, presented by Tom Adams Windows and Carpets. If you have a question about a home project for our host, Kevin Kennedy, call him directly, 215-364-3286.
And welcome back. You're listening to Your Valuable Home here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. And Ron, it's time for my favorite.
What?
The horror story.
The horror story.
Absolutely.
What
it's
we
the
got
horror
going
story
on today,
again.
Huh?
All right. Here's one of the horror stories that it's going to be for a future. Now, here's what I'm saying is that, so last night I was out at a job. And
what, estimating a job?
Yeah, I was estimating a job, and I was looking at, it's in a development where we do a lot of work at.
Mm-hmm.
So prior, about a year ago, one of the homeowners in that development asked me to do a stucco remediation. So during that time, we were going back and forth. She said, my windows are leaking, and I told her how the stucco problem is not technically stucco. 99% of the time, it's windows.
Windows
have failed.
Yeah.
So I said, listen, you got to replace the windows.
The windows failed because they were put in improperly, right?
Well, it's
or
not.
Or the window failed.
Back then, this is going back probably about 20 years ago, rubber was just coming out.
So there's no rubber.
So there's no rubber. Okay, there's no rubber in the entire development. But I said to her, listen, even though the windows leak, I can prep the windows by putting rubber around the window, building a sill pan, so that when I do your siding, I can put the Tyvek and wrap the rubber so it would drain plane correctly outside and not leak into the house.
Yep.
Well, we don't want to do that. It's too much money. I said, well, I'm not going to do the job without at least doing that. Because what's going to happen is, yes, you're going to save money, But the next homeowner that moves in a couple years when you want to sell is going to have one big massive problem.
Yeah, you're going to dump a big load of problems on them. And it's not going to be one problem. It's going to be many problems.
The reason why people are going this route is that stucco on the East Coast is raising up red flags. If you have stucco, first thing is it's a red flag. We have problems. Well, no, it's just not stucco. It's the windows the problem. In that development, we've done windows where half of them had siding and had the same leaks. And what's happening is when the wind drives into the window and the rain shears on that window, drops into the sill.
It's coming into the house instead of going up.
Correct. Yeah. Right. The window itself has a chamber beneath it. And that chamber drains water. That's why when people see on vinyl windows these holes at the bottom. Those holes are to drain the water out when water gets in there. But when the miter breaks on the corners, when water gets down there, it starts leaking into the house. Mm-hmm. So, yes.
That could also happen if the window, if it's a J-channel window, if it's packed with stucco, right? It won't allow the window to flex, right?
True. And that could pop the window. By meaning pop is that weld breaks. Once the weld breaks,
You got a problem.
But I've done windows where I've taken them out and I know they leak and I put the same leaky windows back in, but they don't come in the house. The reason why is I prep it properly with rubber. You need that rubber. Bottom line, you need the rubber. I won't do the job without rubber. But you still need to pull the window so I can get the rubber underneath there.
So what did this lady want to do?
She just wanted to pull the stucco off so when a potential buyer comes in a few years when they go sell, does not say, hey, you have stucco. We got to go through some investigation.
Yeah, but somebody's still going to test it, right? They're going to still test it. In a couple of years, if they test it near the windows, if they know what they're doing, you're going to find water intrusion.
Well, how are you going to tell?
Huh?
How are you going to tell?
You got to bore through the wall.
You got to bore through the wall. But this is siding. So the red flags are not going to go up by the realtor or the buyer.
I got you.
It's now not stucco.
Yeah.
And in my good conscience, I didn't want to do the job.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't do it either.
What do you
mean?
Your
name's on it.
My name's on it. And for that point on, my name's going to be on it for the next 50 years. When I do your siding, I'm done. I'm never doing it again because I'm putting a product on that's going to last.
So she basically wanted to cheap it out.
Yes, and it's cheaping it out to the next homeowner, which I felt was not right. Listen, I wanted to stay out of everybody's business, but I personally walked away from the job. Mm-hmm. The reason why is because I didn't want my name on it. 3 years down the line, she sell the house. Next thing you know, the windows are leaking. They're calling me back and saying, there's a problem with your siding. It's not the siding. It's the windows.
Well, let me ask you something. I mean, going forward, what would be your best advice to people who are looking at a house? Say the balance of the development is stucco and the house they're looking at is siding. What would be the tip off? What should they look for to make sure that somebody hasn't pulled that on them?
Well, you can go back to the original build or what the house looked like and check the existing or prior from the builder existing application. What was on the cladding system? Was it stucco or was it siding?
Or just ask the person and
they should disclose it.
They should disclose it because you can come back at them. If it was stucco and there's a problem, an underlying problem, you come back at them and win probably.
And how many times have we looked at or have done stucco remediation where we take it in steps and we have pictures so we can document for that next homeowner? So if you have a buyer that's coming in, we want to show them what they're getting.
Well, when you guys did my house, that's exactly what I did. Ernesto took pictures of it. I took pictures of it. I got pictures of the windows going in. I got pictures of the stucco being pulled off, of the boards being pulled off, all that stuff.
Yeah, I that's the way you do it. But I tell you, I was a little upset because, again, it's not me. I had no interest in this property, but it's the next homeowner. And that's what we're trying to help here.
Somebody's going to get stuck.
And that's what we're trying to do here at the show. So that's one thing with if you have a great realtor, you've got to understand that they've got to ask those questions. Even though you see siding, you're going to say, hey, listen, did you get stucco remediation? Everybody should be asking that.
Yeah, I think 8 out of 10 people would not ask that question. They walk up to the house. They love the house, right? It's sided. No stucco. Don't have any need to worry.
Nope.
Buy the house.
Nope.
They wouldn't ask the question. But now maybe they will.
And I hope they do because, again, I'm not trying to get back at any homeowner. Look, I'm always busy, but it's just do the right thing. And that's where even the contractor who's doing the job should have still walked away from the job or told to pull the windows. Because if you don't pull the windows, this is going to be a problem. But that company's going to be out of business. The neighbor
was talking. What kind of windows were they? Were they wood, vinyl?
They're old vinyl windows.
Vinyl windows.
And they had failed. And from there, because when I was there, they already had some drywall pulled down and the plywood was already damaged. So if the plywood's damaged already, yeah, I'm sure they fixed it, the new contractors, but you fixed it, but it's still going to leak.
It's still going to leak.
If you don't pull the window, just because you have new wood in there doesn't mean it's fixed. It's still going to leak. So even though the new window would put in would not leak and or over time will leak, the old window, if it still leaks, put the rubber under there. little bit of ice. If you put rubber on the window, the water's not going to saturate through rubber.
Just for curiosity's sake, how much would that have cost her? Somebody, if you pull all those windows, put the rubber down and put the same window back, what would it have cost?
Probably looking at about $300 a window.
300? How many windows she have?
There's 42 of them.
42 windows?
Yeah, it's a big window. Yeah, that it ended up being a lot of money. But yeah, even using the same window, because then I'm taking the responsibility of that
That's
window.
That's why she backed away from it.
Exactly. Yeah. But once that window breaks, if it breaks, then I got a can of worms open up because that window's discontinued and it's not made anymore. So that's another reason why I have to charge a little bit more, because I'm taking a little bit of a risk ripping those windows out. But they can be done. It can be done. We can pull the window out. We've done it in the past. And then we put the same leaky windows back in, but they're not going to penetrate through the house. We're not stopping the water from coming in. It's going to come in, but we're preventing it from penetrating wood or any substrate inside the house. We're preventing that water to go in, so now we're bringing it to the outside. But that's what I said to her. I said, listen, when I put the rubber down, the rubber's not going to wear out. And if it does start to dry rot in 50 years, call me in 50 years, or maybe call me in 45 years, and we'll come back out and redo it.
But well, you got to track this, because we have a horror story in the making here, right?
Yeah. I mean,
if we're on the radio for 15 more years, you can go back and do this horror story.
I hopefully are. 7 years has been a good long time, but at least we're educating the consumers to know what to look for. And it's just been one after another after another. These horror stories shouldn't be happening if you've hired a good contractor. But the problem is 95% of the contractors that I physically have seen shouldn't be in this business. It's terrible out here. 30 years in business, first 10 years. Yeah, you're seeing some contractors, 20 years. There's a lot more contractors. Now, with that online referrals, everybody's a contractor. Ev Hammer, I can be a contractor.
Yeah, if you did a study, there would probably be more people would raise their hands to, I'm a contractor today, than just 10 years ago, right?
You know how many times I've told you, and this is for my listeners, I talk to contractors not knowing who we are, and I start asking them questions, and I flat out tell them, you have no clue what you're doing. Why are you in business? They don't know who I am. I'm just talking to them as a homeowner with a lot of experience. And their work is what's causing these problems, because they're doing it wrong. So again, if you have a problem, or again, if you're looking for an estimate, give me a call, or if you have an estimate that you have somebody, let me break down that estimate so you make sure you hire the right contractor so it doesn't happen to you. And you're listening to Your Valuable Home here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Stick with us. We got a great educational college coming up.
Tonight's edition of Your Valuable Home is brought to you by Tom Adams Windows and Carpets. Tom Adams Windows and Carpets is having a winter sale on all windows, doors, siding, carpet, hardwood, ceramic, and waterproof flooring. Choose from Provia Windows and Doors, Mohawk Carpet, and waterproof flooring such as Solitech, Revwood, and Pergo Extreme Flooring. You'll save, and get this, no deposit, 3-year financing's available on eligible orders. Get all the details at TomAdamsWC.com. No deposit, 3-year financing, but hurry, the sale ends December 30th. TomAdamsWC.com.
Your Valuable Home, presented by Tom Adams Windows and Carpets.
And thanks for coming back, our audience, to listen to us here at Your Valuable Home. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, and I'm excited, Ron. I'm really excited right now.
Well, Kevin always gets excited when he explains estimates, and that's what we're going to be doing.
That's what this college is about.
We recently, a couple of weeks ago, we talked about what should be and what shouldn't be in an estimate for a bath or a kitchen, okay? Because that's one of the stumbling blocks. If a job goes bad, it can go bad because you picked the wrong contractor, you didn't do your homework, you didn't do your due diligence on the contractor, but also because you didn't understand and ask the right questions with an estimate. Correct?
Correct.
Okay, so we did the inside, then we're going to do the outside now. So we're going to talk about, this week, we're going to talk about window and siding estimates, right?
Yep.
And we've got...
We're going to try to cover as much as we can to give our listeners as much information as possible.
Mr. Home Improvement here to talk about that, Kevin Kennedy. Okay? So, Kev, can an improperly written, I think I know the answer to myself, written estimate for windows and doors and siding result in a project becoming a horror story?
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah, we just did one recently about the same thing with horror stories. And that's what we're trying to avoid here, is you coming on the show and being a horror story. So why don't we do it right from the first time? Because, you know, a lot of people say to me that show that was on where guy comes in and fixes all the problems and he educates some of the people. Like, well, we're different. We're going to educate you before it happens so you don't have this problem. Because everybody watches TV and they're smiling, they're getting the job done. Well, I can tell you this. Every job that went bad for those 3-4 months where they're trying to address the problems, they're not smiling. They're not happy. So let's educate you before you sign contracts so you know what you're getting into.
Gotcha. Okay, so what should be included in an estimate for new windows and doors?
Well, when it comes to windows and doors, you got to be able to understand that there are levels of pricing. Whether you're going to get a vinyl window or a high-end window, if you're going to get siding, there's levels of siding. You got very thin builder's grade. You got a premium, which is an 042 gauge. You got higher ends than that. Then you can go to an insulated panel.
What would
be
the lower gauge, builder's gauge? Oh, it's not
040. Yeah, 040. Okay, so. There's even cheaper ones than that. I think they stopped making that, like a co-extruded panel, because we don't do the lower end. So right. I don't really involve myself into that, because when I'm signing contracts with people, and for 30 years I've been doing it this way, I like to put the better products on. Because when I tell people, when you buy the better product, then you're going to spend $1,000, $1,500 more for the better product in 10 to 15 years.
You're putting value on.
It's going to look great. You go with the cheaper product in 5 years, you're going to know it's old. So where's your value?
You don't want to do it again in 5 years.
Not at all. Okay. Yeah, not at all.
All right. So what should be included in an estimate for new windows and doors?
Well, when you explain about the windows and doors, and this is where I tell everybody, I've been doing it for the seventh year here on Your Valuable Home, is three things you got to look at. Number one is, before you look at that price, you got to cover the price up. And people are like, what do you mean? I got to know what I'm spending. No, I want you to cover the price up. Number one, look at what you're purchasing. That's going to be a big factor. Method of application. How's that window being installed? Or if you have fiber cement board, are they hand nailing or are they using a gun nailing? So that method of application. Number three is, who's doing the work?
What's better, hand nail or gun nail?
Hand nail is much better, because the gun's just going to push it up against the wall. If the wall's crooked or bowed or wavy, it's going to replicate that wall.
Going to pop out.
So we actually hand nail our stuff. It does take more time. Yes, I am charging more money to do that. But by doing it that way, and I see a wall is pretty well bowed, I'm going to put shims behind it. So I'm going to spend a little bit more time. Right. So these are questions you need to ask. I don't know if we can get it all done here, the siding. We'll break it down later, but I want to get a majority of it. So when you're asking the questions coming up for the springtime, or if you're getting it done in the winter, that you're asking these right questions, because that's going to dictate a price. And that low price you might get in the beginning might cost you in the end, because you can always say, oh, by the way, why is it wavy? Well, that's going to cost more money because we've got to shim it and it wasn't in the price. So guys that are giving you that low price are going to get the money out of you, because legally they can do that, because they know that they can do that.
We're going to get in, get the job.
Get the job done.
Jack everything up later.
Instead of selling on merit and quality, they're going to be able to give you a low price, and that low price is not going to be a low price. And that's why the horror stories have been going through the roof, because people talk about this. So those are some of the things when you're doing estimates, ask a lot of questions.
Okay, so we cover windows, doors, and siding, what should be on them, what should be on them, right? Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, should an estimate clearly break out the cost of materials and labor, should it?
When it comes to siding, I very rarely do that, because there's not that many moving parts. You have windows, you have doors. Now, you can probably break down windows and siding, say, hey, windows or siding. And if you do windows, if I give you a price, say, for 6 months down the line, I'm going to give you a better price if you do them together. So don't look at the price by saving maybe 5-10%. Look at the quality of the job when you do siding and windows together.
Okay, so what would be your rule of thumb? You come up to a house and the people tell you, well, we want to do new siding. How old are your windows? The windows are 10, 15 years old. They're vinyl windows. What would be your advice? What is the formula, in essence?
The formula.
To do both.
Budget's the big thing. It really comes down to budget. A lot of people don't have the money to do them both at once. Mm-hmm. And I say, listen, if I explain to you the ins and outs and the better to do it, can you wait another year? The vinyl siding is not going to fall apart just because it looks ugly. Can you wait another year, budget your money, save that money up, and do it together at once?
Makes sense.
So I'm not here to push it on because, you know, you need new siding. No, your vinyl siding can last you 50 years on a cheap siding. It's going to look terrible.
It's not going to look too good.
Right. Yeah. But it's not the end of the world. You can wait another year to get a job if you're going to be staying in a house for 20 years to make sure if you're going to do it right from the beginning, because that's the look you're going to be paying for. So let's get the value out of it.
Now, most of the jobs you do, if they include, if they're siding, do you include the windows in most of the jobs?
Most of the time I do.
You do.
Because the value, when I explain to them, is there. Because I'm giving you a better deal. But again, explaining that rubber in conjunction with the Tyvek, you're never going to have a problem. And I can marry those two together from the beginning. But again, when you talk about, I'll give an example, splitting cost out. So when it comes to the cost, windows are the big, probably, cost on that job, because windows are expensive. Mm-hmm. And people get fooled a lot. Hey, you know what? You buy one window, we'll give you 50% off the other one. I know you and I did that seminar. You buy one window for me, I'm giving you 50
free. Fair shuffle. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So remember we did that seminar where I said, I just had a price increase on windows, so I established that my prices went up.
Right,
and I said,
right.
Hey, you buy one window, I'm going to give you 50 free. And they're going back and forth and saying, well, what do you mean? So after all the him and the hauling done, and I said, listen, you're an attorney, one of the ladies that was there. And I said, well, you write it up. I'm giving you 50 windows for free. I remember the one old lady said, you know, hey, what's that price of the first window? I said $780,000, but let's sign it up. Because people got into that. They were so excited that they're getting 50 windows free. Mm-hmm. So sometimes when you break that estimate down.
It's a promotional gimmick.
It's a pro. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So don't look at the breakup. Just tell me what the overall price is. Hey, if it's one window free, I don't really care. I want to know what all these windows are going to cost. Give me the bottom line number and let me look at that estimate and let me break down my cost so I can see if the value is there when I do the total package of the job.
Should an estimate for windows and doors, should it specify types and or brands of materials to be used?
Well, that's where the price is going to really jack up if you don't put the proper product. So if you're pricing a lower-end product.
Are people brand aware in those two areas, windows and siding?
Most of the time, it's what the contractor wants to sell or has availability to sell. So if you like.
Which means the contractor's marking them up, marking up the materials?
Well, if they're marking it up, hey, that's part of it. Again, you got to look at what's the total line, bottom line number. I want to know what the bottom line number is for that product that you're going to be installing. So it really doesn't go by brand. They're all pretty much comparable in price now. Again, it's each brand has levels of siding. So if that's too expensive.
But generally, your customers, are they brand aware in those two areas? I've got to have Marvin Windows. I've got to have XYZ siding.
No, not necessarily. I like doing those products because for 30 years, I've never had problems with them. Mm-hmm. So products that I like to do is because I don't want callbacks. I'm still the one doing the work out there. Dave and I are actually physically doing your siding.
Yeah, callbacks or downtime, really.
And they cost money. Mm-hmm. So we're not one of those big companies that 35 crews. It's Dave and I are going to be doing the work.
Right.
So by doing it, I want to do it right the first time, and I don't want to do it again. And you're going to be much more happier by spending the more money. And believe me, when I give you a price, sometimes people get sticker shock. But when I start breaking that estimate down, I will take you to my job.
But do you specify brands? Do you specify
absolutely.
Brands?
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Because okay. I want to put a product on and a brand on that's going to look great 10 years, 20
so
years down the line.
So people should ask their contractors to specify brands. What am I getting? Can I go and look at it online to see how it's made and all that stuff? Because people, everybody's online.
Yeah,
today.
You can go online, but I still would recommend if you're getting a price from a contractor, go and see the workmanship.
Go out and see it. Okay.
Now, how many times have I told people, listen, I'm doing siding on a job. I'm starting next week. Stop by anytime, Monday through, well, summertime. I'm not really there on weekends, but stop by.
Okay.
If you say you're going to be there, then I'm going to be there. So Dave and I are there every day. Right. So that gives you a better feeling that who's doing the job.
Next question for you. Should the estimate have a provision for hidden damage?
Absolutely.
All right. But again, so what do you just say? There could be hidden damage, and it will be in addition to the cost we gave you.
When
correct?
It comes to siding, most of the time it's plywood. So the plywood should be anywhere like $75, $85 a sheet to replace. It doesn't take much to replace. But sometimes,
is
guys,
that labor and material?
Labor and material. Yeah, okay. Plywood's going to run you about $16, $17. I definitely recommend using a CDX over the OSB just for breathable purposes. Just a lot better doing it that way. It's a better product to the CDX. Over the OSB board.
OSB.
Orion strand board.
If it's subjected to weather, i.e. a lot of rain, does
it swells. Yes, it does.
It swells. So can mold grow in OSB that's subject to
mold rain? Can grow in any wood.
What, OSB more so than other types of board?
I mean, I can't foresay yes or no, but yeah, you're definitely going to get some type of mold if you're going to leave it out there. But if you leave OSB out, it's going to swell nicely.
Okay. Now, should the estimate specify a beginning date and an end date?
Absolutely.
When the job's going to be done.
When it's going to start, when it's going to finish, weather permitting. One thing with siding is, because we did a siding job this past year in the summertime, we started it, and it rained for 6 out of 7 days. And I had that in there, so it was, yes, I'm going to be there. But we were there 7 days a week to make up for the time, but it can happen. So make
sometimes
sure
that, you just can't make up the time, right?
True. Yeah, true. But if it has a start to end date with weather permitting, that's what you're going to get with the exterior. Interior, it's more like, hey, it could be a mishap or something you ran into big, like a structural beam if you're ripping out and you didn't know. But you know, outside, predominantly, it's pretty simple. It's straightforward, but weather can be a big problem.
But if it specifies hidden damage, too, should it specify what it would cost per sheet?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, when
okay.
people talk about like, oh, what about the band? Well, it takes me about 20 minutes to cut a section of band out and put it back in, take a picture, let the homeowner know that you replaced it and put it back up.
Okay. Last question before our break here. Should the estimate state the amount of liability insurance carried by the contractor? Important issue.
Yes. Well, you should be supplying a insurance binder, which means it's going to cover your workman's comp, your general liability, and the homeowner should have that ahead of time. So besides being in the contract, the homeowner should have a copy
of it.
So
if the agreement or contract doesn't have it in there, it's a red flag. Right?
Well, you want to know how much coverage that contractor has. And that's going to be able to cover you if there is a problem, if they burn your house down, that you're going to be covered. Okay. So hang tight. We got a lot more to talk about with this siding and window breakdown estimate that we're going to talk a little bit about right after break. So hang with us, and you're listening to Your Valuable Home on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
More coming up.
Tonight's edition of Your Valuable Home is brought to you by Tom Adams Windows and Carpets. Tom Adams Windows and Carpets is having a winter sale on all windows, doors, siding, carpet, hardwood, ceramic, and waterproof flooring. Choose from Provia Windows and Doors, Mohawk Carpet, and waterproof flooring such as Solitech, Revwood, and Pergo Extreme Flooring. You'll save, and get this, no deposit, 3-year financing's available on eligible orders. Get all the details at TomAdamsWC.com. No deposit, 3-year financing, but hurry, the sale ends December 30th. TomAdamsWC.com.
This is Joe Krause of Krause's Coats inviting you to donate a slightly worn coat or jacket and help veterans in need stay warm this winter. Go to Krause's Coats on Facebook and join Martin Law, the law firm for workers, to help those who served. Have a happy holiday. Looking for a home improvement contractor? Look at experience. We've got 30 years under the same name. Very unusual in this business. Look at their strengths. We excel at indoor projects like kitchens and baths, outdoor projects like siding, windows, and doors, even entire additions. We've introduced products for national manufacturers and won awards for our work. Look at who does the work. With VSP, the owner and the foreman of 23 years are always part of the team. Look for fair terms. VSP asks for no more money down than the law allows in this area. Our pricing is never the lowest and usually not the highest. We deliver great value for the money. Looking for a home improvement contractor who will produce what they promise? Look to VSP Home Remodeling. Call Kevin Kennedy at 215-364-3286 or email him at vsphome@verizon.net.
You're starting a home project. Let your valuable home help you avoid the pitfalls of a bad decision. Now back to Ron Milk and contractor Kevin Kennedy.
And thanks for our audience to come back for an awesome segment of how to break down windows and siding for when you're ready to do it. You're going to know right here on Your Valuable Home.
And we went to break. You said you wanted to make another point about workers' comp.
Yeah, so workman's comp, right? I heard of it a few times in the past couple of years when they say, hey, do you really need workman's comp? I said, absolutely. Here's what I want all homeowners to do. If a contractor tells you that, just to be on the safe side, call your insurance agent. Say, hey, listen, I'm thinking about hiring a guy to do roof siding windows that are going to be up 2 stories on a house. Should I make sure they have workman's comp? Very easy. I'm not even going to answer that. I'll let you figure that out yourself. So, yeah, you do need
workers' comp. If they don't have workers' comp and the worker gets hurt, you own the worker.
Yep, that's what happens.
Let's get into something else. Are allowances, such as the ones contractors try to rate in the project involving cabinets, fixtures, appliances, do they have a bearing on a window or siding estimate?
Not really, because there's not many options. Once that window's ordered and you're signing off on that specific order, because there should be an order form, that's it.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
Okay, gotcha. Should a customer consider directly ordering windows, doors, siding per specifications provided by the contractor? In other words, to bypass any commissions?
No, because here's what you got to look at.
Sounds like a real rat's nest of technical information.
For the contractor, it can be. And because if there's problems, you're going to be, as the homeowner, held responsible for that. I would say let the contractor do everything. Hey, if he makes a couple bucks on it, he's the one doing the work. Because you doing the work is still work. So let the contractor take full responsibility of what needs to be ordered, and you don't have to even worry about
it. Right, so we touched on this before, but do contractors, as a normal process, do they mark up windows, doors, and siding?
They could. They could. But again, bottom line comes down to, I don't care if you're making a markup or not. Tell me what the labor and material are going to cost, and what's that total cost of all that? So whether they're marking up or not, just give me the bottom line number.
Okay. How long should an estimate be good for? I mean, if I have some sort of financial problem and I'm thinking about doing my siding windows or whatever in the spring and I can't do it until the following spring, will that estimate still apply?
Not over a year. Usually price increases with the economy being so hot. January, February, March, everybody, all the materials going up, pay.
So how long are they good for?
I like to go 1 month. I'm pretty strict with it.
One month.
Yeah, because if you're going to sign with me, you better sign, because you're going to probably wait 8 months for me. That's one of my downsides, because of the workmanship that we provide and when you get my price. So I tell people right away 1 month, because it's going to go up. Because if you do wait, it's going to be probably a year at that point by the time I get to the job. So that could be a little bit of an issue. So 1 month is what I do. Some companies can go up to 6 months.
Okay. Now, should an estimate specify if there's subcontractors involved?
Absolutely.
Like who they are.
Yeah, absolutely. Because they got to be deemed on the insurance if you're going to be doing that. So when they apply for the permit, they got to be covered.
Yeah.
So when I'm like, if I'm doing your, say, kitchen or anything else like that, if I've got to use subs, because I do use subs for electric, plumbing, I put them on the permit.
But what about outside work?
Well, I'm the one that's doing the work. Dave and I are the ones doing the work. So
yeah, but if you do a stucco house, you might tear it down, but you're not going to put it back, right?
No, I don't put stucco back, so then I will need to sub to a mason that I use, and he has all the proper assurances, which I will present to you, so you have that also in there, because the homeowner's got to know everything. So you don't want to hide anything from the homeowner.
So don't hide anything from the homeowner.
Right. Yeah, if you're bringing a sub out, tell people about that, because it's going to be a real shock. If you say, hey, by the way, you're doing the work, and next thing you know, you're having another crew come in that you don't even know. You've got to know who's going to be able to do the work.
All right, now, how much money should a contractor ask for with an exterior project? I would think it's the same as an interior project, correct?
The law is going to allow only 33% on special order items. Mm-hmm. Windows, here's the downside. Siding, most of the time, it's going to be stock. But when you order a window, whether it's going to be vinyl, high-end, low-end, mid-end, it's a special order.
Everything's custom.
Everything's custom, yeah. Right after the pop. So most of the time, contractors are going to ask for money, usually about a 25% down. This is the nice norm. I wouldn't give the full 33%. 25%, even when they get there, I still wouldn't give any more money. I would tell people, listen, get to work, get some windows in. I have no problem giving you more money, but you always, always, always got to be able to pay somebody, but make sure that the projected scope of the work, which means if they're done 60% of the work, maybe I'll give you 40% total. If they're done 80% of the work, I'll give you 60% of the work in payment. So this way, they have to get done to strive to get that final payment.
Okay. What should be the other payment points?
Don't pay in full.
No, what are the other payment points? What's your recommendation on other payment points?
The last payment point that I would always recommend is never pay the contractor until the job's done. You know, take a day to look at it.
You mean in full?
In full. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no reason to pay him in full until the job's done. Now, look, homeowners like to take weeks. The contractor does need their money. Absolutely, they need their money. But you've been looking at the project through step by step. If you're not home, the contractor should be able to take pictures for you so you can see step by step. But usually at that point, if it's a day later, take a look at everything because the contractor does need his money. So then I would say at that point, then pay the contractor if you feel that you're satisfied with the job.
All right. Should the estimate specify a estimate or agreement, whatever you want to call it, warranty?
Yes, you have to provide a warranty. You just can't give it the out-of-sight warranty. Once your truck drives out of sight, that's your warranty. You've got to provide some type of warranty. 1 to 5 years is pretty much standard in the industry. Again, when people give a lifetime warranty on their workmanship, my question is, how long are you going to be in business? Now, I've been in business 30 years, but I'm not going to be around a lifetime. I still have maybe about 20 years left to do this.
It's only as good as the guy's reputation.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Should the estimate specify who is going to haul away? This is a big one to me because I had a good experience with this. Haul away and dispose of construction debris. Huh?
Well, yeah, it should. I mean, predominantly the contractor will take responsibility, but if they can't sell the job, they can put that one of the little clauses maybe in the back of the contract saying you're going to be responsible for the dumpster cost because it could be an over dumpster. They could be taken in the truck, which could accrue some cost, and that's going to be presented back to you. My contract would say remove debris of the job that we're going to take full responsibility of.
Yeah, an outside job, you know, bagster is pretty big bagster. You know,
it's convenience.
I guess Tyvek bag that you put on your lawn, you dump everything there. Can you use that on an exterior job? Are they big enough?
Yeah, absolutely.
You have to get multiples, but they're cheaper than, less expensive than.
What I like about the bagster is it gives you the availability in very difficult positions. If the dumpster cannot be applied in the driveway, if you need something
quick.
Well,
not only that, but if you have a macadam or a concrete driveway, that dumpster, when they drop that thing off, it can bang up that driveway, can't it?
It could. The dumpster company I use for the big jobs, mm-hmm. We were always getting 30-yard dumpsters for a lot of the kitchens and baths. They put boards under it, and very rarely I've had a problem.
Yes. Okay. All right. So it should specify who's going to haul away.
Absolutely.
Debris, right? And should it specify how the debris is going to be hauled away?
Not necessarily, as long as it gets out of there. It's not like they're going to be buried in the backyard. If it says that, then you got a problem. As long as that material is going to be off the property and properly disposed of, I'm sure that's fine.
Okay. What element of window or door estimate should be very specific? For instance, what type of underlayment will be used on a residing job?
Underlayment, I've been using Tyvek for a very long time. I love the product. I haven't had any problems with it. Any of the underlayments are very good. But if you're doing a siding and window project together, that rubber has to be married into that underlayment to get the best result for a future long-term job. So when they talk about windows, they talk about siding, make sure the rubber around the window is applied in conjunction with that underlayment or the product's useless from what you've done from the beginning.
Okay, another question. How many contractors should a homeowner ask to submit estimates? I mean, you can go crazy with this too, but is three a good number?
Three is a good number. If you don't feel comfortable with three, the three that you called out, don't subject yourself to being to just of those three because you're running out of time. If you don't feel comfortable with any of those contractors, get another one. You've got to feel comfortable with the contractor. Whether alone you feel good about it or the work he's providing, you've got to feel comfortable about that because that's a big trust factor. And if you don't ask the questions and you just give a leap of faith that this is a great guy without going a look at the work, you're going to be caught in a little bit of a predicament. So you really need to spend some time because it's going to cost money to do these siding windows.
What would you advise somebody if three contractors come in with prices that are very, very close together, not far apart? Who do you choose? How do you make a decision on that?
But again, you got to break down that estimate. They might not be far apart. Somebody gives you $10,000, one's $12,000, one's $15,000. They might be all the same price.
Right.
But
right,
you're looking
right
at the bottom line number. You got to look at each individual line and ask questions. What are you doing? What are you starting? Okay. What are you using for starter strip?
But usually that wouldn't be the case. Isn't there usually a low baller?
There's always a low baller.
There's always a low baller.
Think about it. You have a new company that's trying to sell themselves. How are they going to be able to sell you? They're going to lowball you. Yeah. And that's where they're going to get the job. Right, so you really need to know. I mean, there's a lot more we can get into as we go through the show to talk about it. But I hope this gave everybody a good start when you're getting a siding estimate and hiring a contractor.
You helped me, I'll tell you.
So thanks again for being here with us at the show, Your Valuable Home, and you're listening to Talk Radio 1210.
And listen, it's holiday time, so no matter which holiday you observe, make it a happy time with family and friends.
And happy holidays, everybody
happy
out there.
Holidays.
Be safe.
Thanks for listening to Your Valuable Home, a Jacob Media production. If you're interested in learning more about the power of the radio hour, contact Joe Krause at 267-261-3428. This program is a paid commercial announcement and in no way represents the views of WPHT or its management.